I'm here with Jack and Paige from the Cactus Blossoms. You can catch them at the Nicolet College Theater on January 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available now at WXPR.org. Hey, Jack and Paige, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about the origins of the Cactus Blossom?
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. This is Jack here. Me and my brother, Paige, we got into all kinds of folk music and country music, starting to be a long time ago now, like probably 15 years ago or something, maybe longer. I don't know. Time's flying. But we just started playing together and getting invited to sing and open up other people's shows, other friends in town, and kind of got the ball rolling. And we've been playing ever since and kind of grown it into a bigger thing. We've got a band and we tour all over the country and the world, and we're still having fun doing it.
Kind of walk me through how you decided to collaborate.
Yeah, I was, well, my solo career consisted of a lot of singing on the street and at farmers markets and things like that. Wasn't too glamorous, but I was playing for a few years. Started when I was around 19, and I didn't play too many club shows at the time, but I had one in town opening for some friends, and I thought, you know what, Paige, you want to sing a few songs with me? It'd be fun. We've been doing it around a campfire. Let's do it in an empty bar. And that kind of got the ball rolling a little bit.
As the Cactus Blossoms, like, I know on your first record you worked with J.D. McPherson. I think he produced the record. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did that together. Is kind of, he helped us get our start for sure in the national scene.
And it's funny because you can be listening to your music and you know it's you, you know it's your sound, and then a J.D. McPherson song comes on and you're like, oh, I thought that was a Cactus Blossoms. And it's just, it's really neat to kind of see how that, you know, it all meshes together. And, you know, you can hear that sound influence. I mean, obviously you can hear it from, you know, Laurel Canyon era, Roy Orbison. You know, we've got a classic country show every Saturday night on WXPR, and it's so refreshing to hear that timeless sound that you guys make. Can you tell me some more of your mentors?
Well, you know, this is Paige here. When we started, I think that we were kind of, I suppose, just most influenced by, like Jack mentioned, just kind of old country and folk recordings. And we had a lot of friends kind of interested in the same thing. So we were playing together and influencing each other that way. But, you know, you mentioned J.D. McPherson. When we first opened for him, he had come through town to Minneapolis and got to see him and open a show for him. And we're just big fans. And he's just one of those people that we aligned with. And I know that we were into a lot of the same music and everything. And so, you know, part of the way that he produced us and worked with us on the first record was connecting us to this kind of cast of musicians he knows in Chicago. And there's a guy named Alex Hall there who recorded several of JD's records, and we've worked with him on all of our records too. And he plays drums, and there's a bassist and a guitarist in Chicago that we work with a lot. So when you hear the similarity on our records, you might actually be hearing some of the same players too.
Yeah, and Jack here, when we were working on that first record with JD, he had recently done some touring, opening solo for Nick Lowe. And we weren't super familiar with Nick Lowe. I loved Elvis Costello's Armed Forces record, which Nick produced, but I didn't really know his solo work. And back then, JD said, you guys have got to open for Nick Lowe. It would be the coolest thing. He's the coolest guy, amazing songwriter and singer. And we're like, well, that sounds great, you know. How's that going to happen? And then within a year, we were on tour with Nick Lowe, and we've been buddies ever since. And he's been a huge inspiration and a really cool music mentor for us.
It's so nice to see one door open up another door, and really happy to hear the success for you. And, you know, so fast forward a few years, talk to me about the record One Day. I've noticed a lot of Southwest references. There's references to Mexico and just travel in general, I guess. What's the story behind that?
Maybe it's because we were locked in our houses for a year or whatever, longing for getting back on the road. We travel a lot. It's kind of our main job is that we courier ourselves and our band around the country. We joke about that. But so travel is kind of always on the mind. And that record was mostly written or completely written during 2020. And we were working a lot in isolation and not getting to play with our band. And the first time we played with them at our session, which we did in Paige's basement, I think it was the first time we had played with them in a year or something. So it was actually really exciting and fun. It was kind of like getting back on a bike again. But so that album's kind of all over the place. It was a weird year, and there was inspiration coming from all directions.
And the song off of there that I know our listeners have heard quite a bit, it's really catchy, Hey Baby. Did you know you had something with that?
Well, we recorded the vocals and bass and drums and my guitar live, and we did a few takes and played it back, and we're like, that feels pretty good. It's that's kind of catchy and fun. So yeah, we felt that was, had a good feeling after not playing music for a year to make that sound.
So you're not just stars of the stage either. Can you talk to me a little bit about your appearance on Twin Peaks?
Yeah. Let's see. That was a while ago now too. What would you like to know?
How it was arranged that you were in there, and how it was arranged that you guys were included, and I guess like what, how did it all come about?
I've never gotten a really detailed answer about how they got hip to our music, but I think that maybe
just put out Your Dreaming.
Right. We had just put out an album.
They were just about to finish filming. So.
Right. So they were already in the progress of making the show and getting music acts involved. And we were also fans of the show. So it was pretty cool just to hear they were making the show again. But David Lynch has a music collaborator that he's worked with and kind of helps him record. And he actually, created other music for the show, but I think that he was a fan of JD and heard about us too that way, probably through that association or something.
Dean Hurley.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where we got the invitation to do it and we kind of couldn't believe it. And it was something where, I think we had to cancel a show to do it, but it was one of those things that we just had to do. And you make room in your schedule, and we flew out there, filmed it. There wasn't a lot of information or anything, It's just like, be here at this time on this day. So that's how it happened.
And it was the hardest secret to keep that I think that we've ever had to keep. It was a year long of not being able to tell anyone that we might be on Twin Peaks.
And all people think is, well, they canceled a show. What are they up to?
Right. Yeah. And unfortunately that might be the only show we've ever canceled. And it was opening for the great Casey Musgraves. And that was, not a fun decision to make.
It does not sound like it. what's in the works? You have any upcoming projects that you'd like our listeners to know about?
Well, we're kind of in between projects right now. We put out a EP of Bob Dylan covers last year, and we're just about to get back in the studio right now. So hopefully we'll have something out later this year.
We're working on those bridges right now.
Excellent. Anything you'd like to share with our listeners about your show coming up on the 27th at Nicolet College?
Well, I mean, I think we're just going to have a blast like usual and probably all stock up on Hodag memorabilia. So point us to a good gift shop.
We can do that indeed. So again, talking with Paige and Jack of the Cactus Blossoms, and you can catch their show as part of the WXPR concert series at Nicolet College on Saturday, January 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at WXPR.org. Jack, Paige, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I've had a great time talking with you and can't wait to meet you and see you in concert on the 27th.
We're super excited to visit you all, so see you soon.
Thank you.